I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. On this, the most holiest day of all, our Day of Atonement, we're telling you, Daddy God, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I need the every hour most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. I thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Lord, temptation should lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need me, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come on this this day of atonement, Lord, we come. Your TMC family, we come. We come to thee, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and did me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has all. Oh, it's often found that sweet relief and all escape the tempest snare by thou return, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I thine consolation share till from Mount Pisgah heights. With these eyes I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize, and I'll shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Oh, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Lord, here's my cup. Please fill it up and make us whole. Hallelujah.
Well, good morning. Good morning once again. This is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, and us from the Master's Call would like to say happy Day of Atonement to each and every one of you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this day. Heavenly Father, that you have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, as we come unified in the Spirit, Father, we come with bowed hearts before you. We lifting up the great and mighty name of Jesus on today. Jesus, you are our strong tower where the righteous can run in and are safe. We thank you that there's safety in your arms, Almighty God. We thank you, oh, right now, God, that Jesus sits at your right hand. And Father, we just thank you for the Day of Atonement. We thank you, hallelujah, that our sins are covered by the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God, what you did on Calvary for us. You allowed your son, hallelujah, to die for each and every one of us. But we thank you for the resurrection power that he's alive and well. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you for the fruit of your spirit. We thank you that your love, your agape love for each and every one of us. Oh, Father, we thank you that your joy is unspeakable in our life. We thank you that you give us peace which passes our understanding. We thank you that you are patient, Savior. We appreciate you. Father, we thank you that you are kind King. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your goodness. You are good, good Father to each and every one of us. We thank you that you're faithful. Hallelujah. Even when we're not faithful, we're grateful towards you. We thank you that you are gentle giant, and we're grateful and we bow before you. We thank you that you're long-suffering towards us, oh, Father. You don't give us what we deserve. Hallelujah. And we bless your great and mighty name. We thank you for the one that worship you in spirit and in truth this morning and usher in your spirit. Now, Father, fill her cup and let it overflow like never before. Father, we thank you for this call, the master's call, the co-founders, everyone that calls in, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you pour into each and every one of us, oh, God. Lord, bread of heaven, Father, feed us till we can't take no more. Bless us, oh, Father, God. Open up your windows of heaven, Father, and pour out upon us blessings that we don't have room enough to receive. Father, we're grateful this morning, God. Lord, we thank you for your word bear on today, God, and as she come before you, Father God, fill her mouth, God, fill her belly and let it flow with rivers of living water. Father, we lift up artist life, God. We thank you for extravaganza, God. Lord, we ask, God, that you explode your blessings, Father God, in artist life, Father, and everyone in it, God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, let everyone in the world give you praise today. Let everyone in the world give you glory because you do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Host, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Cynthia. You can take it away.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Keisha. Thank you this morning for that, greeting us this morning, and that powerful, starting us off with that powerful, powerful prayer, and we want to say happy atonement to each and everyone. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for that praise and worship this morning. We thank you. I need you. I need you every hour. Hallelujah, this morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me just share a little bit about this call this morning, this awesome call. I'm excited this morning. On October 2010, the two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this journey. We won't forget. We also stand in the scripture, Psalms 88:13, but you have cried out to the Lord in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin our day. Amen. We have a website that you can visit 24/7, and we will share all our messages, as I call, on that site, as well as our bio of our awesome speakers. The theme for this year, for 2021, with God's strategic shifting, prophetic, sudden, and holy standards are being established and supernatural revealed. And that's coming out of Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord, be a part of this blessedness as greeted as Minister Tiffany, as a host as yours truly, or as strongest as Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wonderful, or even you have a word or a praise report, please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our prayer junior minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. On Friday, we have the second half of the call. We have a treat that you can stay on and submit your live. You can do it lively. So we appreciate everyone. Our phenomenal company, Artists International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We are now called Artists Life, the great products to help the world become healthy, and I always like to say wealthy, and you can share with anyone come 3 feet of you. We thank you for that. The new morning motivation call, held Monday through Friday right after this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artists Life products. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, or it's Cricket, please use our bypass number. Call that first, 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, and you will not be charged. Today is Thursday, Testimonial Thursday. Like we said, this is our favorite day to hear what the products will do for everyone. Today, our speaker will be our newest President Thomas Campbell will be the speaker this morning. So please plug in right after this call, and you're going to hear some awesome information about the products that we have here in Artist Life. Well, we ask everyone to please stay in contact with your artist business, check your back office, WhatsApp app, and also Facebook, and stay in touch and share with others. Please do share with others. Well, you know, we have our speaker this morning. She is a new person to this call, and she has been doing some awesome things. So appreciate her so much. And who am I speaking about? Minister Ruth Smith was born in Santa Barbara, California. She resided in, and she was raised in Inglewood, California. She has two adult children, Lane and Jalen. Minister Ruth received her undergraduate degree in business and her MBA from Short Union in Rome, Georgia. Minister Ruth accepted Christ as Lord and Savior at the age of 15 years old. And she's a member of the COGIC. Presently, she's resided in the great state of Atlanta, Georgia, a member of the Raleigh North Christian Center. Dr. Jeffrey Chapman is a senior pastor. We welcome Minister Ruth as one of the newest MasterCall minister. Her favorite scripture is Psalms 119:105. And I just want to say, she has an extensive bio, so we ask everyone to go to themasterCall.net, and look at her bio. I want to, I could go on and on about her, but without further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to others. Minister Ruth, the floor is yours.
Well, good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you to the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. So I greet each and every one of you this morning, and thank you, Lord, for allowing me this honor and this privilege to speak to your people an encouraging word. I just ask, Lord, that you decrease me, remove me out of the picture, and you increase and let your people be fed on today. In your son's most precious name, we pray. So the title of my message this morning is called Battle Cry, When the War Comes Knocking at Your Front Door. I'll start off with a brief story. When I was a young child, my mother, Louise, took us to church, my siblings and I. I was an uber-sensitive, nervous crybaby. I was the baby at that time of the family. Everything and everyone and every situation seemed to frighten me. The Lord truly exercised gentleness and patience to engrave a powerful prayer life in me. Lord knows I needed it. Truth be told, I was incredibly hard-headed and a bit double-minded. But the Lord never gave up on me. Thank you. As a young mother, I only knew three attributes to impart into my two children, Ian and Jalen: faith, family, and education. I knew if they were educated, the vicious systems of racism could not take away their intellect. I knew if they remained connected as a healthy family unit, it would support them in their greatest times of need. More importantly, I knew if they were taught to pray, generated strong faith in the one from which their very next breath was dependent upon, my children would grow up and develop into their fullest potential. Someone taught my mother the power of effective spiritual warfare. Her grandmother was a vessel, I believe, Emma Skillman, that the Lord utilized my great-grandmother Emma to build a bridge of mighty and unwavering faith in her daughter Ruth and my mother Louise. We are truly at war. Rumors of war, pestilence, plagues, virus, inclement unusual weather, double-minded politicians, sickness, greed, uncertainty, even from the saints, and even unexplainable and untimely death. Indeed, trouble on every side. But I'm here to tell each and every one of you, it's wartime. It's time to pray. On your knees, in your prayer closet, in and out the church, in your community, around your home, it's knocking at your front door. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. It's time to stand on the truth and prepare to fight. Yes, the battle is not ours. It is the Lord's, but he has not left us helpless and hopeless. Now, more than ever, many are sick among us, and I ask, where are the elders in our church, in and outside of the church? Where are the elders? Why do I ask this? James 5, 14 through 16 exclaims, if any are sick among you, let him call on the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of our Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. We must become spiritual leaders in our home over our mind, body, soul, and spirit. Pray for an elder's anointing and eat physical foods that heal our bodies. We all know faith without works are dead. Activate your faith, but you must also do the work. I have a question for you all. What are you allowing to distract or commandeer your peace? Yes, we must be at peace before we can pray and go to our Father. And even if we aren't fully at peace, we need to get in a position to receive peace from our Lord. Where is your peace? Where did you lose it? Did you ever truly have it? As for me, I have to fight for my peace every day. In my home, in the community, on my job, I have to fight for my mental peace, my mentality, my mindset for peace of mind. And the Lord helps me through each and every battle. I'm a living witness to that. And I'm sure some of you are as well. I hear your testimonies. I am aware and value my righteous, peaceful mind. How can one prepare properly for battle without great resolve, a firm foundation, and fully persuaded belief in our King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Are you ready for battle? Let's hear what John 16:33 tells us. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. So in the Lord, in our Creator, you will have peace. There's your answer. The world will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Why? Because our Lord, our King, ruler of all, has indeed overcame the world. Now that's the world. Now that's an encouraging word from our Father. As you grow in your faith, our heavenly guide is always near. You have to stand and believe on that promise. He'll never leave or forsake us, Joshua tells us. Nothing and no one and nothing can snatch us from his mighty hand. But the Lord is always, always faithful. He shall establish you and keep you from evil. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. We face entanglements, whether we want to admit it or not. I know I have. Vices, we all have those. Strongholds will test you. And most times, the closest individuals to you will be utilized to cause you some of your greatest harm. For instance, your family, friends, and co-workers may attempt to throw you off your square, to distract you. And oftentimes, they may or may not be aware of what they're doing. And all that does not matter. You just know that the Lord is near you, and you need to activate your prayer life every day, many times each day, and always be prepared for the spiritual battle. These are warring spirits that are coming against you, the fiery darts that are being catapulted towards you, shot towards you. And even if one happens to penetrate, the Lord is there with you, even in the end. Why? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the Creator of all to the pulling down of strongholds. This is what 2 Corinthians tells us, 2 Corinthians 10:4. Who is your enemy? What should we do? Trouble on every side. Scripture tells us to be sober. And that's sober in your mind, in your spirit, in your body, and your soul. Be vigilant, because the adversary, the evil one, as a roaring lion, lurketh and walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. That comes from 1 Peter 5 and 8. Here's a call to action. We're at war. This is a battle. Philippians 4 and 6 tells us, be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, this is the secret sauce. This is what we must do. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. Open your mouth. Speak. Write it down. Make the vision plain. Cry out unto the Lord, for he is the only one that can help us in our time of need and in the times that we feel we are not in need. We are either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or unbeknownst to us, heading towards the storm. In all, we need our Heavenly Father. Most of us have been in church for quite some years now, and we have learned a great deal about warfare, battles, what's going on in the world, what has happened, what is happening, and a small peek of what is to come. Now is the time to activate your war room faith. Take the principles that have been given to us, the encouragement and the prayers of our ancestors, of our loved one, family, and friends, those who have the fear of the Lord. We must take all of that information and use it to prepare us. And I'll talk more about what we need to put on to be fully prepared, because that is very important. And the Lord does not leave us without an answer or a solution. We just need to listen with our spiritual ears and our physical ears. What tools will we utilize to protect your spiritual, mental, because that mind is so important. That is where the enemy can slither in there and cause a lot of havoc. And our economic peace. You know, the Word talks a great deal about money and finances and stewardship and accountability. And it's not the money that's evil. It's not good or evil. But the love of money is what will get you in trouble. You will either master over it or it will master over you. How will we be able to stand when trials, trouble, and tribulations are coming on every side? We know that thousands have fallen on one side and 10,000 on another side. We hear it every day in our news and our media, just with the virus alone. And every time we turn around, they're telling us about another virus that maybe even the vaccination won't help. You got to go get a booster shot. And that's your choice. But what are you standing on? What the doctors are saying? What people are saying? Or what the Lord has already told us. Finally, my brothers and sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of our Lord, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Ephesians 6, 10 through 11. As I begin to close, the solution. We need a solution. We hear the problems. We need a solution. Let's get ready. Physical, body, mental, your mind, financial, your household, soul, your emotions, and your spirit is your relationship and the connection to our King. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, which is the precious strategic word, your feet shod. That's your shoes that protect your feet and stabilize you. Your steps must be ordered by the King. Put on the helmet of salvation. Your mindset, your thoughts will different thoughts that are not of the Lord will creep into your mind. Your confidence must be in our Creator. Shield of faith, our promise keeper, the protector of our faith, of our very lives, as the fiery darts come our way, He will always provide a barrier of protection. Gird up your loins and be prepared for battle for yourself. Have no fear. Fully prepare for battle. Get your war room prayers ready with fasting and supplication. As I close, my brothers and sisters, I came today simply to encourage you, to remind you to exercise your faith, to be prepared for what battles that are coming our way. Some of you are in a spiritual battle in your mind, in your body, even in your spirit, but the Lord has conquered them all. Keep the faith, strengthen your spiritual muscles, and always, always stay on guard. It's war time. Are you prepared? Host, I yield the mic back to you.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Thank you, Minister Wu. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. Oh, man, activate your faith, spiritual warfare. I was taking some in. Thank you so much for that profound words. I tell you, yes, we are on the battle. We are on the battlefield for the Lord this morning. Thank you for that profound words. Shortly after this, we come back and close up in a benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Thank you for giving us your love, your protection, and keeping us focused on you, Lord. We thank you this morning for the purpose of this. Oh, Lord, we hear it, Lord. We thank you for Minister Ruth. We must be at peace. Hallelujah. We must be at peace. We want a spiritual battle. The spirit is, the truth is that we need to stay connected to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Ms. Ruth, and we ask, Lord, that you give an overflow of blessing after blessing after blessing. Hallelujah, this morning. We honor our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Williamson, for the Mass Call for 10 years, and Reverend Vanessa. We thank you for keeping us focused on the Lord. We lift up everyone that joined us this morning. We thank you. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing this opportunity of our life with everyone. We also pray for the staff to keep our product moving to our homes. We pray for everyone in the nursing home, the hospital, anyone incarcerated, Lord. Lord, we thank you, anyone that's dealing with the virus this morning. Put them like never before, Lord. We pray that they be scripting you. We lift up everyone that's frontline workers that's getting burnt out, Lord. We pray for them today, Lord, and their families, that they may still be protected from this virus. We pray for everyone in the bereaved family. We pray for Prophet Kai's family. We pray for Lavonia, Pastor Lavonia family, and Sister Wright's family this morning, and whoever else name, you know the name by name. Comfort them like never before, Lord. Lord, we need you. We need you every hour. God, we give you the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And I want to say you want to, this is, you want to hear this playback of this powerful message this morning, go out and share with anyone. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. As I shared with you before, please check it back office. We do have our extravaganza this We again checked the times and reconnected. It's awesome. I received my box. I'm thank God for that. And we want to everyone to join us after this call, the new morning motivation call, which will be after this call. The number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, the PIN number, 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. And our speaker this morning, our host will be none other than President Thomas Cameron. So join us. We thank you, Ms. Keisha, for greeting everyone this morning and starting off with that powerful fast. We thank our Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wallace for ushering us in praise and worship this morning. We say thank you. And we thank you, Ms. Keisha, once again for this powerful message this morning. Would you close us out on the benediction, please?
Yes, indeed. Lord, we thank you for everything. We honor you, give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Continue to bless each and every family on this call. We love you. We can't make it without you. Be blessed. And remember, we're at war.